Thank you, Jesus. I glorify you. Thank you so much, Lord, for what you're doing and for what you're going to do. God, you are so good and so worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, Lord God, your name is to be praised. Lord, today the tag is be thankful unto him, unto you, Lord God. And Lord, we are thankful for all the things you've done, for what you've doing and for what you're going to do. Lord, I thank you so much, first of all, for waking all of us up, giving us a mind, Lord God, to serve you in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the breath that we're breathing now. You said, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Lord, we praising you. We thankful. We're grateful because you're so good. Thank you, Father God, for Pastor V, Lord God. Thank you for the mother eagle, Lord God. Lord, she pushes out there, Lord. She is patient with us, Lord. And Father God, hallelujah, I will and I shall, hallelujah, be all that you have chosen me to be, Lord. I will do things decently and in order, Father God. I will come up in the name of Jesus. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for Dr. PK. Lord, the devil is still a liar. I thank you, Father God, for hallelujah, touching her even now, Lord God. I thank you, Father, that she'll live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. I thank you, Father God, that she'll come back even better than she was before, oh God. Lord God, I thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Lord God. For without Artists International, there will not have been none of us, hallelujah, able to come together, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in Artists, oh God. Thank you for the new beginning for our lives, oh God. Thank you, hallelujah, for Hondo Rasata. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for our haven't seen, neither has our ears heard, nor has it entered into the hearts of men, the things that you have prepared for us. Thank you so much for salvation. Thank you so much for your anointing. Thank you so much for your presence, oh God. Thank you for all that you, hallelujah, gonna do for us, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for the increase in our business and artists, oh God. Thank you, Jesus, for the souls that we're gonna reach, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you so much. Now, Father God, hallelujah, thank you for your speaker, Lord. We pray that you will send forth your word. Let your word fall on good ground, that it may come forth some 30, 60, and 100-fold. In the name of Jesus, we love you, Lord God. Take over. Hallelujah. Take over.
Amen.
Take over. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Host, are you there? Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Minister Wanda. I tell you, God is faithful. I tell you, we are family, okay? We are the TMC family, and I so thank you and appreciate you for seated and greeting this morning. And I tell you, you're on fire this morning. Give God all the glory and the praise, and thank you for that tag. Be thankful to him Thursday. Be thankful to him Thursday. Amen. That's what it's all about. And thank you again. So good morning. Good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell here in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. And I, along with Minister Wanda, greet you and say welcome to the Master's Call, which is our telecommunications sanctuary. Okay? We're so thankful that you've joined us this morning. And if this is your first time being with us, here on the Master's Call, let me tell you a little bit about the call. Back in October 2010, this call was started by our two wonderful co-founders, and they are Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and we're praying for God's restoration on her body at this very hour, and also our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. Now, this call was based on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, where it says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Now, we also have a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, whether you believe it or not, we've got a website, and we're so excited about it. You need to go to our website. It is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. Now, all messages have been archived on that site. I mean, from way back in 2010. So there's a buffet of blessings there where you can go and get you a word whenever you want to get one, okay? So, and we have our bios back there of our speakers as well. Now, what I love about it, and it's one of my favorites, is where we have our theme for the year. And our theme for this year is in 2016. Through me, God's glory is being seen. Now, you know, that's a declaration statement right there that we could use each and every day. In 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter or host, or you might have a word from the Lord, we want to hear it. So send that information to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. Now, you may also have a prayer request, praise reports. We also want to hear those as well. So we want to pray with you. We want to hear what God is doing with you. We want to celebrate with you. Send that information to info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will contact you. Now, this is what got us all together. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal health and wellness company, the best on this side of heaven, that is called Artist International, which we are under the umbrella of Artist Life. Oh, praise God. We are in the newness of life. So here we are under Artist Life. And this wonderful company was established by the Diaz de Leon family with our papa, Antonio Diaz de Leon, over 25 years ago. So we're excited that new things are taking place right now. God is doing wonderful things through this company. We have the 72-hour weight loss system. We have I always want to say something about sugar-free coffee, but it's what it is coffee for diabetics, and it's wonderful. It's wonderful. So I tell you, that along with so many other things that are taking place, and we have our VP of sales who has come on board with us, and I'm telling you, we are boosting. We are going forth with the newness, and we got the new young generational group that's going forth in this company, and we're so excited because God is doing a great and wonderful thing with this company. If you want to know more about it, get on the call right behind this call, and it is the new Morning Motivational Call that started off back with about 5 years ago by our very own Platinum President. We call her the Godmother, Dorothy Cook, and now she's turned it over to a team of leaders that is giving us motivation, giving us great information, and that call is 641-715-3865. Again, 641-715-3865. The PIN is 539-598-POUND, 539-598-POUND. And guess what? We're getting ready to go to our Houston event. It's the Unite event, and that's going to be June 10th and 11th at the Sheraton Hotel by the Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston, Texas. That's June 10th and 11th. We want to see your face in the place. So go to your back office and get registered, or either go to events.artist.com, and you'll be able to go to register, okay? So I'm getting out of the way because we got a speaker that I want to introduce you to. I'm telling you, this little woman is on fire. This lady is out of the Bronx, New York, okay? She is a lady who is in the political arena. She serves her community with integrity and with tenacity and with courage. She's a lady who loves the Lord, she loves artists, and she loves the people she's around. She's a little piece of leather, but she's well put together. She has so much energy, I always believe she's in overdrive, okay? That's how much she loves to serve. Now, she has a TV show that's in New York. It's called Jazz Up Your Health. And it's held on Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Bronxnet bronxneck.org, bronxneck.org. So go and check her out. Jazz up your health. And she's interested in everybody's health by having this TV show. I'm telling you, I'm so thankful that she is a part of our team, and she is such a blessing to the masses. I introduce to some, present to others, none other than Minister Cynthia Cox from the Bronx, New York. Are you there, Minister Cynthia?
Yes, yes, I am. Thank you, Minister Brenda. We appreciate you. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Take it away, woman of God.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your introduction. I wanted also to tell Minister Wanda, she was on fire this morning. Thank you for that tag. Be thankful. That is so true. Be thankful this morning that you woke up, so God didn't have to, but he did. So, Minister Brenda, I will pay you later. Thank you for your sweet introduction. Then let me just say today, first and foremost, I want to give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who's the head of my life. He has brought me this far by faith, not by myself. I came, God was there to help me to move through some things. And being in New York, you have to stay prayed up. New York is no joke. Believe me when I tell you. But in the meantime, I just want to thank Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Robert for their vision for this TMC call. Without this, we wouldn't be where we're at today, because it does a lot for you. And I think a breakfast with the King, as Godmother says, I get up in the morning. I pray, do what I have to do, but I, you know, also just connect with this call, because it keeps you going and makes you move you out in the world, and you can move and do things you have to do. First, I want to thank the First Lady for her vision with the Artist International and Godmother, which is, you know, she is awesome. We need this. We need to move forward. And thank Mr. Clement Board for his leadership.
Good morning, Minister Cynthia. I'm sorry, Pastor V. You're starting to break up, so I don't know if you're moving or what's going on.
You want to come in?
Very clear. Stay right there. Don't move through the rest of your message.
Good morning. Good morning again. But anyway, I just want to say thank you, Pastor V. Thank you for Mr. Clement Board for his leadership, also for doing some new things here in Artists. And I also want to thank my team that's staying connected. And I can't leave my success coach out, Diamond President Mr. Flanagan, being consistent 6 years and 6 months ago for Artists International Opportunity. And I thank my team also. First, I want to say, let me just go to prayer. Let us pray. Dear God, we want to thank you for more connecting to you. Teach us to worship you as a true source of power and love. We adore you like no other. Teach us to pray and change us, Lord, and may we all bring glory to you and your name. In Jesus' name we pray. This morning, I just was on my heart. I woke up the power of prayer. We have to stay prayed up. I just can't say it anymore, the power of prayer. And I was just thinking, Mr. Wonder, about thankful. Be thankful. That is so true. And in the meantime, we do have to stay in the power of prayer. Reading from Matthew 21:22, whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive it if you have faith. If you have faith. And another one I was stuck, this grabbed me, was Proverbs also says, the Lord bears the prayer of the righteous. And like Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon was speaking yesterday about the truth, we must tell the truth and stay in the word, because if you don't tell the truth, people won't believe you. And it's like anything we deal with artists. You know, I'm excited about artists. Everybody's not excited as I am about artists, because it's about your health. And as I served the community on Monday at a nursing home, and I looked at the people, I said, oh my God, look at this. I would love to bring some LaVie in, but you know, you can't do that because they are doing different medications. So, but anyway, I served, and I said, Lord, I want to be healthy, and I want to stay healthy. And then what we have here in Artists International, we can certainly stay healthy. The power of prayer. Let me just say, every morning, we need to stay connected. We need to pray every day. There is nothing like world kind of life and developing and being connected
and conversation with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Love, communication, relationships are all important to all of us. We enjoy the nurturing of a bond of friendship and spending time together. Whether you're talking over, I say, over coffee, I say honest coffee, a scrapbook of friends, or volunteer together with a soup kitchen. We yearn to connect to a deeper conversation level with our husband or boyfriend. Okay, we don't always get that, but we still yearn for it. Which with close friends, we are sharing our longing and lost desire and disappointment and struggles and stupid dreams. Love, friendship bring joy and fulfillment. Amen? Amen. When emotion bonds with family and friends are essential to our well-being. So connected with God is that really the most important relationship in our lives. Amen. Can we get an amen? If we grow stronger and deeper as you know him better, you can pursue your friendship with God just as you would with your another person through conversation with prayer. Learning more about person reading this, reading the Bible is so important. Every year I start off reading the Bible and I get a new Bible, not a new Bible, but you know, it's different Bibles out there you can read. And definitely stay connected. And on my phone, I connected with a Bible. They have a verse every day, and I read it every day. So, you know, as long as you stay connected with the Lord, you can move forward because things are coming at you at all times. And with me, as I wear many hats in the political arena, yes, that can be really challenging. And anything else in your life. So what you want to do is just stay connected. Get on your knees and pray. I tell you, you don't know how God changes things. I started this class. I started going in a philosophy class. I wish I had started earlier because I used to see it in the subway, and I looked at it, and I looked, and looked. One day I just thought I'd go to the class, and it does a lot for you. What it does is stay in the moment. You have to just stop and connect with the Lord. He hears you. You got to be in the moment, in the moment. It is so important to be in the moment because God is always there. He's always there for us, but are we always there for him? Learn more about the person, make them, read the Bible. Spending time with your friends, enjoying God present. That's what I, in the moment, in the present. From the wellspring of first love, everything else is, life is flowing. Most of us want more loving relationship, more joy, more confidence. Is that true? More confidence. The more energy to live our better life. That's LaVie. I love LaVie. I love the LaVie. I tell you sometimes they ask me, what do I'm on? But I tell them if we only understand that we need our health because without our health, we have nothing. So, and to get praying is so important. We want kids to be safe, to make a wise decision when they go out at night or anytime. We want them to more energy. To balance and demand our work and ministry, family and home. We want to be rid of our bad habits. Amen? Amen. We want to change, but we often lack the self-discipline or motivation to make change happen. That's why it's so important to pray. I thank God for our opportunity because it has really made me grow. It really has. Discipline is so important because I don't know. I have no idea people watching me. They said, Cynthia, you're so disciplined. You're so organized. I said, thank God for artists. This is, you know, I had discipline, but, you know, when you hear doing this, it really, really helps you a lot. Going on a call is discipline. If you plug into the call, that's a discipline, and you want to stay connected. Stay connected. It is so important. Praying connects us to one who has the power to make lasting change in our lives. It is holy conversation, talking and listening to God, almost one who loves us more than we will ever know. In fact, that's where the power of prayer comes from, being connected. I'm just thought about something, and I looked at prayer is love and connected with God at all times, not sometimes. Like, you know, we put people on hold, or I text some people and they text me back. I try to share with them what is going on so we can stay connected. How do you love connection? May you talk to God regularly. Do you talk to God regularly? Ask yourself, do you talk to God regularly? He might not answer, but he might not answer you. But he, if you do what you want, if you put some on the table that you want, just like we want to say, I want to empower my group. I want ones that come to me now to understand we're doing it in a different way. Let's get the calls together. Let's push so that we can all be walking the streets or walking the world, doing what we have to do to help others in getting healthy. But duties are replaced by desire, your quiet time, your dull, routine, or boring. Perhaps, like many people, we want to pray more consistently. Praying is so important. But even though your intention is good, you are too busy and too distracted. Oh, I was like that, but now that I'm, like I said, with the philosophy class, I learned now to stop. And wherever I'm at, and just pray. Just stop and be silent for a moment, and you don't know how you'll be lifted. And I also have another one that I share with individual. I said Jesus three times. It lifts you up if you know him. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. It seems how it just lifts me up, and I can go about my day and keep it moving. What happens if time get the power back if you pray? How connected you will be with the Lord. You understand the Lord is our true source. We want to be transformed. We want to be understand that we expect a miracle. We think that we must pray. We must pray because God is, he sets high and he looks low. I just had an accident that happened here when we did the, on Tuesday, some things happened here in the political arena, and they put something here that shouldn't have been here, but it was there. So everybody was sort of kind of like blaming me, but it was like God said, he shows up and show out. But one of the gentlemen, you know, he fell and got hurt on that same. It was like the when you have what it says, accessible wheelchair accessible. In my development, they said I wasn't up to park. They have a code that they use, so they put a makeshift one there. So in a gentleman, and he fell and hurt himself. So I was able to go to the hospital after in the evening. The police had taken me there to pray for him because it was like I wasn't at the site, but they called me and asked me, Cynthia, someone got hurt in your complex. I'm like, oh, my God, what could that have been? And I ran back home to see what happened. But the man had, you know, I have to pray for Brother Al. He hurt himself, and he had to take him to the hospital. But, you know, and I said to them, as they shared with me that I the one brought it in there, but that's how God said, no, I got you. As they said the words, I got you. It's not a word that we use, but it said, I got you. So that was showed up that I was not the person that had this, made a change. It was through the board that made a change that I did not know about it. But anyway, God will say, I show up and show out. But I thank God that, you know, they can't blame me for that because it wasn't my fault. And you don't want no one to get hurt when it comes to that. But that's why I say, if I prayed and I asked God to give me the script to go on, because people start to blame you for something that you did not do. That's why you have to stay connected to the Lord. Getting connected to power of prayer, or with getting connected to support. Example that you want to play for favor music in the radio, you plug the radio cord into the electric spot. With that connection, Christian power, and the power you know the need you need to do what to do, that was like I had to understand that God said, don't worry, Cynthia, I'm going to help you to move forward through this. This is when you hear and things are on you so bad, if you just stop. And just ask God to move you through. Do what you have to do to stay connected to the Lord, because he's the only one. He's the only one to be able to make you feel that you're so. I felt kind of like down that I was a part of that, but God said, no, I'll bring you to the point where you will be understanding that I am the truth and the light. Let no man come before me but through me. Many of us try to plug into alternate power sources in our lives. Things like money, prestige, praising others, Even caffeine and chocolate can get us into trouble. What but one of those connections that bring us life only with the source they can that. For real things, the true source's power, we connect with God and maintain that connection through prayer, allowing His Holy Spirit to empower you and me to live the energetic life. Stay connected. Stay connected with the Lord, because He is the only one going to help us. Even though it seems hard to believe, truly, 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 more power. Prayer is within your reach. Hello, somebody. Power of prayer of all of us. The power of prayer help you to get started. Each time you understand the power of prayer, you can move mountains. God is awesome. God is good. And I, as Minister Ward, thank Him. Thank God for all that He does. He is really, really is a thing that makes me, I expect a miracle this morning. Oh, my God, I expect a miracle. Let me say in closing, prayer is the word. Prayer is the word that's going to take us to another level. Forgive us. Forgive people that's going against you and just stay prayed up. Stay prayed up. Father God, we thank You this morning. And the Lord heard the prayer of the righteous, reading from Proverbs 15 and 29. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Cynthia. Thank you so much for telling us about the power of prayer. And I will be calling you back to close us out with a benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank You. And we say, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Your name in all the earth. And, Lord, You have set us all here in this place at this particular time, Father God, to receive what You have for us, to realize, Lord, that in, when we acknowledge You in all our ways, You will direct our paths. So, Father, we thank You that in the power of prayer, things change. In the power of prayer, Lord God, You move, Father, and it's to Your glory and for our good. We thank You, Father, for Dr. P.K. Robinson, keeping her, Father, and protecting her and healing her, Lord God, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. We thank You, Father God, for healing Benita's mother, Vivian, Father God. We call her healed and whole by the blood of the Lamb. We thank You, Father, for Kendra Carter, Lord God, that while she's in the hospital, Father, You are ministering to her body, Father, in every part of her being. And we thank You, Father, for Your healing power upon her. We thank You, Father, for Sharon Stowers' family and her entire family, Father, as they are laying to rest, Father, her mother-in-law. We thank You, Father, for comforting them in every way. We thank You, Father, for comforting Rainey Henry and her family, Father God, as she lays her husband to rest, Father, because every good and perfect gift comes from You. You've given us these gifts, Lord God, and we remember them, that we'll have the memories, Father, that You set before us, Father. We thank You for these families, strengthening them. We thank You for Artists International and Artists Life, Father God. We thank You for blessing the Diaz de Leon family, Clement Board, and all those, Father, that are preparing for this great Ignite conference, Father God. We thank You for Your hands is in it, and we know, Father, that it's going to be to Your glory and all for our good. We thank You that everything is going forth, Father, in such a mighty way. We thank You for every blessing, Father. The people on this call, strengthen them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, it's such a blessing to share with you again. Let me briefly tell you that if you want to register for that Ignite conference, go to events.artistlife.com. That's events.artistlife.com. Or go to your back office and you'll be able to register, okay? We want to see your face in the place. That's for June 10th and 11th. And also this weekend they're having several events, one in New York and Shreveport, Louisiana, and Dallas, and Fort Worth, Texas this weekend. Get on the call coming up right after this. You'll get all the vital information concerning those events. And I just say that number again, 641-715-3865. The PIN, 539-598#. And by all means, hearing this message again, the power of prayer, that number is 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677#. I want to thank you, Minister Wanda, for seating and greeting everyone and giving us that tag. Be thankful to Him Thursday. And thank you again, Minister Cynthia Cox from the Bronx, New York, for giving us the powerful message on prayer this morning. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Thank you so much. Jesus answered, whatever you ask for and pray for, see that you have received it, and you will receive. Amen, amen. Go out and have an awesome day and artist of the world. God bless you.